Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm really appreciative of the efforts. I just told the guys in there, start the season with two road games, be 2-0, man, it's a pretty good feeling. Obviously, we got a lot to work on, but it's good to work on it with the required W of the week.
Required W of the week, yeah, 13-6 Steelers winners in Denver yesterday. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show, our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's a victory morning two times.
Yeah, all the way around. There's a lot of good stuff happened in sports over the weekend for Pittsburgh fans in general. And Coach Tomlin is correct. It's tough to win on the road in the NFL. I don't care who you are. And to get back-to-back wins to open the season and come home 2-0 feels pretty good. Yet, as any coach will tell you, and Coach Tomlin said it too, a lot to work on. So overall, what was your assessment of the Steelers' performance?
Yeah, I think that the fact that they got a win. These are two games. If you're optimistic or think this team's going to be above 500, these are probably two games you thought they would win or that they needed to win. There were not a lot of style points in this one, but they did find a way. The defense continues to impress. They're using different guys. That's a good sign. They have some different looks. But, you know, offensively, if you thought that they, you know, were going to magically have a transformation where they became this high-powered Kansas City offense, they've got a ways to go.
And I think a lot of eyes certainly on Justin Fields for obvious reasons. Russell Wilson still, and maybe that'll change, and we'll find out tomorrow at noon when Coach Tomlin has his press conference. But Russell Wilson did not play because of a calf issue. Yet Justin Fields, what did you think of his performance?
So at halftime, I would have told you that it's Justin's job. Like, Russell may not get this job, because I thought Justin played really well in the first half. That throw he made that was called back, the 51-yarder, that's one of the best throws I've seen in the last 5 years. I mean, that was an incredible pass. Obviously, it didn't count because of a holding penalty, but I thought he played really well in the first half. In the second half, not as well, and obviously the offense got really conservative. It seemed like the plan was just, hey, don't lose this. Don't turn it over. Our defense is going to win this game. And they did win the game. But overall with Fields, I think because of the second half, he kept that door open that when Russ is healthy, he takes over as the number one.
Yeah, I thought he made some incredible throws. He's clearly very athletic. You know, I saw that stat yesterday where he ran, you know, was the rushing quarterback title when he played in Chicago. Ran, what, 178 yards? So he's
right.
Larry, a talent.
You know, if you're a Bears fan, you probably think this is what we saw for the last 3 years. Here's a guy who, man, he shows these glimpses, and you're like, all right, we've got our guy. And then he shows some things that make you cringe or that aren't as impressive. And you wonder, okay, is this the person? And consistency has been in his entire NFL career. But, man, you really get tantalized by some of those plays he makes.
So what do they do? Because the defense showed they're strong. They really played lights out and shut down the Broncos, kept them out of the end zone, had turnovers, everything you want. And they did win the game. One touchdown in two games for the Steelers offense, yet they're 2-0. How does that happen?
Right. I mean, part of it's the competition, but, I mean, the defense is just – they bring pressure most times with just four. So you're allowed to have seven back there. And with a few exceptions, and you're going to have those. You're playing against NFL players. They're going to make – other teams are going to make plays. They had one broken coverage on a fourth down. But other than that, and the defense – and when you look at the money that's in that defense, you look at the first-round picks that are in that defense, as Tomlin said after the game, they should be good, and they are.
We are who we think they are? Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
And it starts up front. I mean, TJ is playing at an elite level right now. They're getting good play from that, you know, defensive front, and I think Alex Highsmith is starting to up his game a little bit too.
Jeff, is it just me, or were there so many penalties? It seemed like every other play there was a penalty on one team or the other. Just really annoying and bogs down the game. And, of course, Broderick Jones, three holding penalties cost him his job for the day.
Yeah, he came in the third series for Troy Faltano. And really, that was kind of the plan, that they were going to have Jones come in. They were rotating him during the week that at some point, and you thought, well, maybe it might be for Dan Moore, but he comes in for Faltano, and he commits those three penalties in six plays and gets pulled during the series, never to return. He's got some work to do because, I mean, he's going to have to earn that position back. He's a first-round pick. You think at some point he's going to do that, but man, you can't have those type of penalties. And the Steelers' margin for error on offense is so slim that almost any penalty is going to really disrupt a drive.
And what do we know about the Chargers coming to AccraShare Sunday for the home opener?
Well, they've got the other Harbaugh. Yeah. So it's the first Harbaugh meeting of the year. Justin Herbert has leg rolled up on towards the end of the game yesterday, so there's a little question about his health. It seems like he'll be able to play, but that would be a monster loss for the Chargers if he's not able to play. Now that they've got Harbaugh there, it's like they've simplified what they do, and they're almost Steeler-esque, except they've got a more consistent quarterback. They like to run the football, and they play pretty good defense as well. So this could be a whoever gets to 10 first on Sunday.
And I know you're upset that the Ravens lost again. They're 0-2. Oh. Cincinnati's 0-2. The Browns eked out a win, but the Steelers are in first place. I know it's early, but hey, you take what you got.
I mean, the AFC West has been kind to the Steelers, especially Kansas City with a couple of wins in Vegas yesterday, winning in Baltimore. It's still early, and I would say this about both those teams being 0-2. Kansas City's the best team, at least in the AFC, if not the NFL. And they played at their place, both did, and took them down to the last second before losing the game. So I still think those teams are good, but hey, any little advantage you can get, as much as it feels at times like a long season, you only play 17 of these. So the fact that the Steelers already have a two-game cushion on those guys, that's nice.
Do you have a few more minutes? I want to catch up. It was a huge weekend for Pitt fans, and we can go back to the backyard brawl if you got time.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey sports director on the Big K Morning Show from the PJ.
Fourth and 10. Here it is. Green back. Green. Plenty of time. Waits. Breaks. Contained. Throws a pass down the field. It's intercepted, and that's your ball game. Pulling that ball in front of the receiver was Kyle Lewis.
Let's go!
What a comeback!
That's our Hall of Fame voice of the Panthers, Bill Hillgrove, along with Pat Bostic, and we're with Odyssey sports director Jeff Hathorn. An unlikely finish, Jeff, when you consider that with 4:55 remaining in the fourth quarter, the Panthers were 10 points behind the ears. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't really recognize your voice at first with the let's go, but that was well done.
Oh, no. That was Bostic. He couldn't control himself. He was so excited, and understandably so, because that was a legendary come-from-behind win. And these guys, as Coach Narduzzi said last week, hey, I got the cardiac kids, but I don't want to do that every week. But they ended up doing it again.
Whatever you got to do to win these games, yeah, it's been two pretty epic comebacks when you think about that 21-pointer on the road and then to be down 10 with under 5 to play against your rival. And, I mean, Eli Holstein is something special. I mean, they made some plays defensively. They've figured some things out. You know, Brandon George had the scoop and score off the punt, off the blocked kick. Like, they did make some plays in other areas. But this kid, man, he makes mistakes. And what you're seeing right now is you're looking at his floor. It's only going up from here. And he's shown some special things. And, Larry, let's put it this way. Nick Saban wanted him to be a starting quarterback. So he's got a little something in there.
Yeah, he was fun to watch. And after, it was fun to hear him talk to his teammates about the game. He goes, hey, we at times we looked like we were trying to give it away, but they pulled it together. And the the season's looking up, trending way up. Youngstown comes to Acrisure Saturday, and they just were upset by Duquesne. So you think, on paper, this should be a game that the Panthers can handle a little easier than what they did last week or in Cincinnati and be 4-0 going into a bye.
This might be one of those Pat Narduzzi Monday news conferences where he uses the phrase trap game a few times, because they've got a bye week next week, then they go into ACC play. And what you don't want to do is overlook Youngstown State. But, yeah, I mean, they're likely going to go to, you know, play North Carolina being 4-0, which was I don't know how many Pitt fans had that as their record. And it's, you know, obviously sets the table for them to do some things this year. The ACC is kind of proving through the first couple of weeks that it's – I don't know if there's a dominant team in the ACC. Florida State is struggling. Miami's probably the best talented team. Clemson has some talent as well, but obviously they're not perfect as of now. So listen, it's going to be an interesting run, and if they continue to get this type of difference making quarterback play, and if they can get it even for longer stretches of games, I mean, Pitt's going to be in these games.
Well, how about the fact that Cincinnati went and beat Miami at home 27-16, so Pitt beat a good team that beat a really good team, at least on paper. So that's another good sign for this Panthers team going into what should be a easier week.
And Larry, think of it this way. The final game of the year, Pitt will be up in Boston.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In college, it'll be sunny and 70. And who knows? I mean, this could be a huge game for both teams. A lot to be played, a lot of mistakes, kind of like you're saying if you're a Steeler fan, hey, you got the win, but there are things to correct. And now Pitt goes to correct things at 3-0.
I saw Kyle Lewis, who intercepted that last pass, and he had it in the locker room in his hand, and it, on the ball, there's a WVU logo, and he wouldn't give it up. And I joked to him, I said, there's a West Virginia State Trooper looking for that ball outside the locker room. He kind of laughed, but it was a great win overall. Now, college football in general, Penn State had a bye. They host Kent State, 3:30 at State College in Beaver Stadium on Saturday. And overall, who's the best college football teams right now? It's got to be like Ohio State. We always hear that. But there are 12 spots for the playoffs this year, which is brand new.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia, I think, is always up top, although they had a really tough game with Kentucky. I think, you know, the team that you don't want to sleep on is a team that Pitt fans are familiar with. That's Tennessee. Tennessee's playing some really good football right now. Obviously, they're in the SEC, and that's a tough conference to run. But if I'm looking at a team where I'm thinking, man, these guys are really good, it's Tennessee. I mean, Texas is off to a good start as well. They went up and clobbered Michigan. Love that. And so I think those two teams, the two T's, Texas and Tennessee, so far, obviously over the course of a season it will change, but they're very talented teams with some nice early wins.
Appreciate the time as always, Jeff. I'll see you on the south side. We'll hear what Coach Narduzzi says about people hiding in the mountains trying to watch them practice.
Well, they're playing the Penguins this week, so I don't – are they going to have to, you know, guard the river?
Good question. All right, partner, thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. Love to talk a little football, and it's been a good weekend for Pitt and Steelers fans. This is the Big K Morning Show. Appreciate you joining us. A lot going on. Obviously, a big shock yesterday afternoon when we heard there had been an apparent second assassination attempt. It really strikes home here. Since July 13th, we had at the Butler Farm Show area assassination attempt where Corey Comparator was killed, two other men wounded, including former President Donald Trump, and kind of shakes everybody's confidence about security, but in this case, no one was injured. Joining us from CBS is legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I wanted to talk to you initially, and we will, if you don't mind, about the TikTok story, because that's going to get a lot of news today. But meanwhile, what was your reaction when you heard this happened again?
You know, I'm one of those that's profoundly cynical about this, and I'm never surprised. I mean, I don't think people realize the level of polarization in this country. You know, people over, you know, Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, you know, they don't talk to their cousins anymore. You know, if they say, you know, if you say one favorable thing about one of the candidates that you don't like, it's over. And so we, you know, it varies. Everything is doused in lighter fluid. And so, you know, you have the media that, again, no longer really reports the news. They just tell you what, you know, what they want you to think. So there's really more of not about what are the facts, but just simply here's what you should be thinking. You see this on college campuses, right? Students are clearly being indoctrinated. Faculty members do not see themselves as there to tell facts. They're there to give a political agenda. So in a country that divided and that polarized, and where, again, you know, protests are violent now, you know, we're burning American flags, right? We're screaming death to America. You know, in a country that this is, when you see it, this level of acrimony, what generally follows is, you know, people who take it to the next level.
And we'll get much more information about this. A suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth of Hawaii, formerly of North Carolina, spent most of his life there. It's just come out. He spent time in Ukraine. That was one of his touch points. But we'll get the details of who this man is. But again, former President Donald Trump safe. Nobody else injured in this incident yesterday. in West Palm Beach at one of his golf. He owns a number of golf courses, former President Trump. Meanwhile, today, TikTok is challenging a law that would ban the social video sharing platform in the U.S. unless its owner, ByteDance, sells it. So this is one of those free speech and liberty contests that a federal judge will hear arguments on today, Thane. Where do you think this goes? Because millions and millions of Americans have TikTok, enjoy TikTok, and many of them don't want it to go away.
Well, Larry, you know, the Chinese flew a balloon right across the United States, and they didn't do it for kicks. You know, they did it for some reason. And one thing we saw during the Trump administration, even in connection with the executive order for the Muslim ban, when things go to the Supreme Court, when laws are written that may have some constitutional infirmity, and in this case, it does. It's a First Amendment problem. The government shall not infringe speech, right? Here they are shutting down TikTok. They're saying either sell yourself to some entity that isn't owned by China or shut down and don't operate within the United States. The government is actually restricting speech, not just the speech rights of the corporation and its owners and shareholders, who are Americans, but more importantly, Americans themselves. A lot of small businesses actually do their business on TikTok. This is how they, this is how they reach, communicate with their customers. But national security is one of those things that at least this Supreme Court looks at and says, we make exceptions with extraordinary, in the ordinary course, the Constitution applies. When we get to something, look, we saw that in connection with the way we dealt with terrorists in the war on terror, right? They did not receive the kinds of constitutional protections that other defendants did. Now, you could say, well, they were non-combatants, so we could say, well, they weren't all American citizens. Barack Obama assassinated Anwar al-Awlaki, who was born in Arizona and moved to Yemen. He was the guy who was preaching on YouTube and radicalized people, including Major Hassan, the guy who killed 50 people in Fort Hood, right? And so, there was an example that when it comes to the extraordinary, when it comes to national security, we make an exception. General constitutional protections don't apply in the same way. And the government's position is that TikTok's power, they answer to a communist country, and a communist country that does not anymore have friendly relationships with the United States, at least politically, and that it presents a tremendous security risk for millions of Americans to be able to be giving up their private data to TikTok and for the Chinese government to possibly have access to that data.
Well, an important day, and we'll look forward to your reports. Thane, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you, Larry.
Thane Rosenbaum, legal analyst with CBS in our nation's capital. McAllister, and also in our next hour, you'll meet one of the young people from the University of Pittsburgh, a sophomore, Colin Ferguson, who works with our Next Take Pittsburgh show overnight. And it's really a revolutionary way to stay in touch with the young minds of the students in college. And Aaron, we have a giveaway, and before we get to that, I want to show you. I just sent you a picture. Did you see the picture?
I just opened it.
Breaking, it says, Miami Dolphins signed 63-year-old Home Depot employee Stan Dorino to a one-year, $52 million deal. And they have a very familiar face with a nose and eyeglasses.
And some bushy eyebrows.
Oh, it's hilarious, man. Miami's without their quarterback, Tua. He may call it quits after a fourth concussion.
Jeez.
This one he received on Thursday night. In the meantime, there's a show. Did you ever watch It's called Reno 911.
No, I have not seen that.
Yeah, so one of the stars is Nick Swardson, and he's coming later on this fall to the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall on November 24th. He's a very popular stand-up comedian. He's also a screenwriter and producer, and we happen to have a couple of tickets for you. 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Aaron.
Number 3.
Caller number 3 will make you a winner. 412-922-1020. And I know right now Aaron is, she's has anxiety because the phone's going to start ringing. Take it easy. Yes, it's okay. Wait a second. Let the phones ring. Settle in. You all right? Okay, she's giving me the thumbs. She can't talk. She is that upset. It's funny that way. All right, and we'll continue to bring you the latest. The FBI Secret Service investigating what happened in West Palm Beach, just outside of former President Trump, one of his golf courses, a second assassination attempt, apparently. And we'll continue to get the details of that story.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.